Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. It feels as though there are times when God is stretching me to learn new things and things to ponder on, thinking on how to present God's instructions that are told and lived out through Christ, interpreted by the disciples, and taught to many of the early church. Naturally, I think of the context in which the early church found themselves to be living in versus the context of what we are living in. Figuring and then weighing how much of the ever-changing context of the now will I allow, taking the stability of Christ that brings to the lessons and directions given throughout the Bible, then finding a way to balance what God has for me when the world and others are trying to weigh me down with their expectations. Today is no different. Therefore, I want to start by taking all the weight off of the precariously unbalanced scale, examining each piece or group of expectations with what we know of our relationship with God until we find an adaptable and easy weight to maintain, weights that have been added from the heaviness of our current unpredictable chaos-bringing reality, but filtered with the consistencies that we have from God. With the scales empty, the first test that we apply to our items is that of the word unity. Unity that, when looked at within John's writings, coming out of the Greek understanding to explain the idea of being united most closely, of one in will and in spirit. An image that is reflective of the idea of a unified body of believers, brought together in life and as part of the body of Christ. The second test that we compare our items to is that of community. Communities that are seen and discovered in the expressions of church, the whole body of Christian believers, the body of God filled with people who are called to act different than those of the world. The act of separation that calls on us to be drawn in to God's loving embrace. Where those called beloved children become and act out the mystical body of Christ to be lived out into the world. The context of which I examine these items in my scale are based on my understanding of unity and community, which was lived out primarily by my grandma Dennis, who we lived next door to, or close to. My grandma was the only child of her parents. She met my grandpa, who was one of seven children. Together, they had four children, but when her sister-in-law passed away during or after childbirth, she insisted that the three children would not be split up amongst the family. So, with four kids of her own, her father and father-in-law living with them on and off, she took the kids and started raising them as her own. It wasn't smooth by any means. The tensions and mistakes were made, were always balanced, though, by her love of all those who were under her roof, supporting them in their triumphs, in their hardships, always welcoming them and others to the table and into the family. When I was growing up, my dad's big extended family would get together as often as they could, and I never knew until I was much older that some of my uncles and aunts weren't my dad's biological siblings, because my grandma made sure that every person was invited, had enough to eat, encouraged straight talking, and to settle arguments amongst the family. She was instrumental in my understanding of community as a place to share your heartaches and successes, where you came together to feel unconditional love. Of course, it wasn't always perfect, but it was authentic. Families, however, like communities, take work. They require listening to all parties, offering forgiveness repeatedly, and being tangled up in love for one another. I'm sure that it's not a big surprise that love is the third test that we use to examine our items. Then, place only those items that are reflective of God's love for us back onto the scale. Love is such a key component in our relationship with one another. With this gift that has been given to us by God, it opens in us endless possibilities to be expression of God's love in this world. It can remove barriers of uncomfortableness when we might experience when welcoming those who don't look like us. We use this test in our items as we empty from our scales because of the vastness and responsiveness of love that is found within it. When we see the reflectiveness of God's love through us and through our objects that we have placed there, we can take note if we are sharing this gift with others. The access that we have to the encompassing love of God comes through our relationship with Christ and the Spirit who has been given to us. Christ, who is setting the example of unity, community, and love for all who hear and respond, along with gathering people to live in community with him and praying for each person to become cohesive. So we enter into Christ's prayer for these things towards the end of this chapter, of this book. For this part of the overall letter was being written by John, we hear Christ praying for those who are disciples of God's and those who are not. He is also praying for the unity of all gathered by the Father, and to not take what God has done for them granted, for there is still work to do and folks to welcome. In this section, John is sharing Christ's desires for the disciples to receive the same love that flows from God and resides in Christ, seen within his ministry and intent for those who believe. Christ views the unity of the disciples and their mission to the world as inseparable. His vision is that their unity with one another will send a redeeming message to the world, welcoming all to faith in him and in God the Creator. So the fourth and final test is in the reflection of our foundation, which is being called to reform continually, remaining open in our hearts and be a reflection of our faith, lived out in our relationships and all being fed from God. Faith which is alive, ever-changing, responsive, and active. The idea that is forming for me is to see where the items on my scale comes from, along with discovering as a community what is adding to the healthy and promoting our growth, then maintaining a healthy balance of the world's expectations for us versus God's expectations for us. When our scales are secure in God's love, then that love flows outward and is shown in our interactions with others. It allows us to remove the world's expectations from our scales. It recalibrates us to do what God wants us to do and how to react to those who may challenge or frustrate us. It releases grace from its bounds to become boundless, to not only receive the free gift of grace, but to share it with those who may not have experienced it before. It shines light on the hope that Christ carried and shared with the disciples that is in this world that is not our own, and that we are called to live as Christ would live, to take action that examples God's grace, hope, love, and peace to all we encounter. Peace that we know surpasses all understanding. Peace freely given that enshrouds us and surrounds us when we feel our anxiety over the chaos seen and done rises. This prayer that we've been given is one of encouragement. It is a prayer that invites us into a deeper unity with God, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. It invites us to develop our faith until our final breath is breathed. It emboldens our love to continue on the journey that we are called and are walking on by faith. Amen.